Two framers were recently seen on the second floor of a Coquitlam home construction project without any equipment that prevented them from potentially falling. As a result of the violation, Rana Framing Limited was fined $2,500 by the province's watchdog for workplace safety. According to a public report, the Surrey-based business was conducting framework at a two-story residence under construction in Coquitlam. WorkSafe BC said an inspector saw no fall protection in place on site while Rana Framing employees were near the edge of the second story, one of which was a company representative. The lack of guards or safety equipment created a fall risk of 11 feet from the ground, WorkSafe BC explained. The firm also failed to provide its workers with the information, instruction, training, and supervision necessary to ensure their health and safety, the report stated. These were both repeated and high-risk violations. Rana Framing's fine was officially issued on Feb. 2. Workplace violence increase. Meanwhile, WorkSafe BC is reminding employers to do their part to ensure safety for all, and that includes reducing violence in the workplace. Acts of such have increased by 25% in BC in the last 5 years, according to the latest data released from the provincial organization today, March 31. That's 2,868 claimed accepted in 2022 from 2,292 in 2018. Businesses are required to conduct risk assessments, implement prevention policies and provide training to employees, said WorkSafe BC spokesperson Barry Nakahara. Unfortunately, the potential for violence exists whenever there is direct interaction between workers and non-workers, he said. Employers must provide a workplace as safe from the threat of violence as possible. Where there is a risk of violence at work, WorkSafe BC said employers must implement effective controls to eliminate or minimize risks. This includes physical barriers, lighting, and public visibility, along with safe work procedures. WorkSafe notes employers must review and update their violence prevention program annually to ensure its effectiveness as the work environment changes. With a file from Rob Brown, Dawson Creek Mirror.